With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Despite his dismal performance in the Atlanta debate, President Biden's 4th of July pitch today was simple. He wants to stay on the job. Here's Ed Donahue.
Had a bad night.
On the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media in Wisconsin, the president says 90 minutes from the debate doesn't cover what he has done in office.
We're going to win this election.
The president will need to do more to convince Democrats he is ready for another term.
I am feeling panicked.
Ellis Johnston in Minnesota doesn't think Joe Biden is the best candidate for the Democrats. As far as alternatives,
I don't know who that person is.
A source tells the AP some Biden financial backers are holding off or canceling upcoming fundraisers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Britain's Labour Party appears headed now for a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections today. Exit poll indicating that Labour leader Keir Starmer will be that country's next prime minister. Also at srnnews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says for some in the United States, 4th of July has been very hot.
The highest above average is the West Coast, so those temperatures in California and Oregon, some of those are running, 15, close to 20 degrees above average for the time of year.
National Weather Service says some 130 million people are under alerts as the extremely dangerous and record-breaking heat wave continues to cook much of the nation. Hurricane Beryl ripping off roofs in Jamaica, also blasting fishing boats in Barbados and damaging or destroying 95% of homes on a pair of islands in St. Vincent before taking aim at Mexico's Caribbean coastline. This is SRN News. In Cincinnati, officials say two Jewish cemeteries have been attacked.
Police are looking for vandals who damaged nearly 200 markers inside the graveyards on the city's historic west side. A number of the gravestones date back to the 19th century and will require expensive restoration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across the U.S., and attacks on Jewish cemeteries are one of the more common expressions of it. The problem has only gotten worse since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Kansas blocking a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere around the nation. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against that rule from a federal judge. It applies to Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming. This is SRN News. Giant automaker is ready to pay $146 million in penalties to the federal government.
The reason for the payment? 5.9 million of GM's older vehicles don't comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says certain GM vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years didn't comply with federal fuel economy requirements. GM says it did comply with all regulations in pollution and mileage certification of its vehicles.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. European Union is moving to sharply increase customs duties on electric vehicles made in China. EVs, the latest flashpoint in a much broader trade dispute over Chinese government subsidies and growing exports of green technology to the 27-nation bloc. More details at srnnews.com.